Well, hey there, artists. Look, do you dream of having your own art business? Is 2023 going to be the year that you step out, go after your desires, and start to build the art biz you've been dreaming about for years? If you are, but you also have no idea how or where to start, then you're going to love this. On January the 12th, I'm kicking off my highly anticipated free training series for artists called the Art Biz Startup Challenge. In this three-part series, you'll get clear about what you want for your business, you'll learn multiple ways to make money in your art biz, and you'll learn my simple three-step sales system that you can use over and over again to finally get those art sales coming in. So, if you're ready to do what you love, to be fulfilled in your days, and to have the extra income for you and your family, then you're going to want to register for this free training today. I'm going to pop a link in the show notes below. You can scroll down, go ahead and register for this free training. I can't wait to help you turn your art biz dream into a reality this year. I'll see you in the training. Well, hey there, artist, and welcome to another episode of the Natalie Parker Studio Podcast. Well, it is 2023 officially at the time of this podcast going live, and I absolutely, absolutely love New Year's. They are a chance to start again. They present a blank page. There are 365 days of opportunities waiting for us. It's also a chance to nerd out with all the planning if you're a little bit of that fan, to write your goals and to genuinely be hopeful for what is to come. So today's podcast, we're chatting, or I'm asking you the question more importantly, the question being, is 2023 the year that you say yes to your art business dream? So with the new year, there's a sense of optimism. There's also this sense of thinking back to what we may have done in the previous year and the previous years, and all those well-intentioned goals, or you may have felt like, you know what, yeah, I'll start my art business this year, and it didn't happen. And if that is the case, because life happened, challenges happen, or you just didn't have the right motivation or the skills that you needed to start your art business, first of all, I just want you to give yourself a sense of grace and to forgive yourself for that, because there's nothing worse than going into a new year thinking about what you didn't achieve last year. I want you to look at that from a positive, and I want you to be like, you know what, I didn't achieve it that year for whatever reason. I forgive myself for not making the right decisions, but now I have a new year ahead of me. Now I'm in 2023. Now is the year that I am going to start to take my art business seriously, to take my art practice seriously, to start to grow my art business even more, to get the help, to get the support, to put the business systems I need in place so that I can move towards my ideal vision of what I have for my life, for my art business, for my family, and for my future. So that is my question for you right now. Is 2023 going to be the year that you say yes to your art business dream? Or will it be the year that you decide to take those art business dreams a little bit more seriously, to maybe cut back a little bit on your work hours and put more into your art business, or to invest in a program or course that can help you go a little bit further, to find a supportive community of like-minded artists who can help you, who can support you, who know what it's like to build an art business and be an artist, because it is a little bit of a lonely road sometimes, isn't it? One, we're in our studio quite a lot creating our work, and that's fun, but it can be very isolating. And then on the other side, you may have friends, family members who don't quite get the whole art gig, creativity. They may say things about your work that can be hurtful, not always intentional. They just may not know what to say. And you can kind of feel like you're all alone. Having a supportive community like we have in the Art Business A to Z program is a really, really beautiful thing to have. On the flip side of this, will this year, 2023, simply be another year where you put your dream off and try to squash it? Okay, and look, I will be the first to put my hand up and say I have tried to do that before. So my story is that I was always that arty chick. Okay, I'm going to give you the very short version because most of you know this. I was always the arty chick, arty at primary school, high school, lots of coloring competitions, top of my art class in art at high school. That was my subject. That was my thing. I topped it in. Awesome. Cool. All right. Then I went to art school straight after college. I did my 4-year art degree. I did a Bachelor of Fine Arts. I majored in sculpture and minored in printmaking. I didn't study painting in depth at art school because I had a bad experience. That is another story for another podcast. Anywho, when I finished my art degree, I was 21 years of age. Now, I had been creating since I was in kindy, right? I remember 3 years old painting in my easel, primary, draw, paint, high school, draw, paint in the room, 4 years of art school, intense, you're painting, creating, building, doing all that stuff. Come to 21, my plan was to go on and be an art teacher, all right? Now, I got to 21 and I looked very young. I had no life experience. I had been in the education system for 15, 16 years, and I decided that I needed a break. So rather than going to do my teaching degree, I got a job in hospitality working in a cafe, and myself and a couple of other art students who I went to art school with at we set up a studio called the Safety Pin Art Studio. Now that art studio was a space, a very big space, I must say, where we would go. We'd have our own separate spaces. It was all open plan. We would work in there and we would have the odd exhibition. Now, Whanganui in New Zealand is a very, very cold place. And this particular venue that we were in, the insulation houses in New Zealand are really poor. So it was very cold. And so myself included and a couple of the other artists, more so, we started to work from home, okay, because it was warm, it was comfortable. You want to be in a nice kind of space when you're creating. You don't want to go into a big empty space, be freezing, and then try and force yourself to be creative and have a good time. Then what happened was the two ladies pulled out of the lease. Now, I had signed the lease in my name, okay, another life lesson. That's okay. So I was burdened with the responsibility of this rent that I now had to pay for three people, as well as paying the rent on my apartment, my private apartment that I was renting above a gallery in town, while working part-time as a waitress. Now, that's a lot of money on a very low income to be able to pay all these things. Now, I did it, I think, for about a month, and then I managed to get out of the lease, which was a miracle in itself. I was very thankful for the landlord who released me from that, because legally he didn't have to and it would have been on his right to do that. I got out of the lease, but what happened from that was it killed my art business dream. I was like, oh, this is too hard to be an artist. It's too hard to make money. I can't get in the creative space. We started a studio. It didn't work. The others pulled out. And so what I did was I worked. I forced myself into loving my job, although I actually really did love, ironically, being a waitress, serving. I was earning some money. I then picked up a nighttime job where I was a waitress in a bar and a restaurant at night time, and I basically worked split shifts, and I didn't create. I just pushed and pushed that dream down for so long, and I tried to squash it, okay? Now, because I was hurt, because I was afraid it wasn't going to work, I had tried once, to try and build an art career, and one little thing happened, and I threw the, you know, the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. So I don't want that for you, but I came back to my art about 5-6 years later. I had done hospo for a few years, then I was working as a personal assistant for a chiropractor, and I came home and I saw this beautiful magnolia tree outside the apartment I was living in at the time. And I had this desire to draw it, and I was kind of confused because I was like, why am I having this desire to draw this beautiful flower, apart from the fact that the flowers were absolutely gorgeous? Because I hadn't been creating and I was really nervous about it. I was like, how can I still create? I've probably lost all my talent. This is not going to work for me. So I decided I would do it secretly and not tell anyone because I was afraid. I was afraid of not having the talent. I was afraid of messing up, of people looking at me asking questions, and I was just like, I don't know. So I did the secret thing. I closed my curtains in my apartment because I lived with the family. They lived upstairs. So I was painting and drawing by night as this secret artist. And honestly, as soon as I, like Pringles, once you pop, you can't stop. Once I let that like juice come back, the creative juices, that desire, it just surged. And if you're in that position where you're like, Nat, I've always had this creative dream, I put it off. I know what you're saying. It keeps coming back, but I'm just like trying to push it down, or, you know, it didn't work out. I failed in art school, or my mum told me there's no money in art, or I had a bad experience, so I just went and got a safe job, or I had a family, so I had to put my art on the back burner. Look, I've heard it all, and I 100% get it. But what I want to ask you is, if that keeps coming up, that desire, that dream, that it is there for a reason. And I believe, and I'm going to give to you today, 5 things that I want to talk to you about that I believe are signs that you need to follow your creativity, as well as the realities of what it's like to actually build an art business in this stage. So the first one, like I'm just talking about, is that if you have this desire to be an artist, if it keeps coming up, I saw this funny post and I shared it on Instagram. It's like, being an artist is like a cockroach, which you roll up a magazine and you smack that cockroach 20 times and it just refuses to die. That is what being an artist is like. You're just like, I keep getting hit. I'm vulnerable. I get knocked down. People say I can't be an artist. People say you can't make any money out of it. I made a bad artwork. I made a great artwork. And you just keep going and keep persisting. That is the life of an artist. It is one of resilience, it is one of perseverance, but the reason we keep getting back up is because ultimately that is what we are born to do. So if you have that desire, it's always there for a reason, and you can push it down, you absolutely can, but we always know it's always there in the back of our minds. Here's another thing that I believe. Number 2, there has never been a better time to be an artist. The gatekeepers, so to speak, are removed. And what I mean by the gatekeepers is the gallery, the arty people, the high profile people, you know, the art institutions that say who's a good and who isn't a good artist and who wants to represent someone and who wants to give so-and-so your big break. That stuff it's still there, but it's not relevant anymore. You can be a successful artist on your own, independent, which is what I love. I love that I can market my own work. I love that I'm not reliant on another gallery, another show to promote me, because no one can promote me like I can. Being an artist in this day and age, with online, with technology, you now have direct access to your ideal clients, often without leaving your home. The power is back in you to build your own art business, and that gives you a sense of control. A lot of the challenges that artists faced back in the day was that they weren't in control of their career. A gallery owner was, or an art promoter was, they were the ones that were calling the shots. They were the ones that saying what work of yours was good or goodn't, or good or goodn't. Good or not so good. They were the ones who were like promoting you. They were the ones who were telling you how much you could charge. They were the ones who were taking a hefty commission. That is removed. You can be a profitable independent artist if you choose to be in this day and age, or you can get a combination of being independent, selling your own work, working with some galleries, working with some home stores. You get to design your art business the way you want in 2023, and that is what I teach inside the Art Business A to Z program. And this is what gives us our power back, our control as artists, and I absolutely love it. So there has absolutely never been a better time for artists, which is awesome. The third thing I want you to think about when it comes to building an art business is that you do need, or building a life, you need more income streams. Whether you're still working in your full-time job, art-related or not, irrelevant. With the cost of everything, with things that can suddenly change or close, restrictions can happen. If you're just reliant on one income source, whether that be yours, your partner's, your one job, you're in a very, very vulnerable position. It's like, the philosophy or the saying about putting all your eggs in one basket. Yet when it comes to our income, I feel like people just rely on their job as their income source. You need more than one income source to give you protection. So if you lose your job, you can bring in some art sales. If a sudden bill comes in, you have more money coming in because you have some art sales. If you have the rising cost, mortgages, certain things happen, you have other income streams coming in. It is really, really important, especially as women, to have more income streams, because that financial stability will give you confidence, and art can definitely provide that for you. I also believe, number four, is that you deserve to be fulfilled in your work. And I know we hear this saying floating around about, you know, just find what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. And I used to believe that. It is not true. I love being an artist. I love having an art business. I absolutely love what I do. But I do still work. There are still days where it's like I have tasks to do. I have responsibilities in my art business. I have things like this, the podcast, showing up, supporting you, that I need to do in order to keep my business running. These are important. But there's a different mindset that comes with it. I do the tasks in my job because they fulfill me. There is nothing more fulfilling than creating a beautiful artwork that I love. I feel like I've just hit the right spot, and then it sells. And beyond the actual financial side of it, it is the customer's appreciation of that work. You know, when customers come back and go, oh, Nat, or, you know, I'm going through a really hard season in my life. I saw your work. I felt like you understood what I was going through. Or, you know what, I've just lost my son. Can you please, he loved your work, and this is what's happened. He loved your work. Can you please create a piece that has, you know, his favorite flower in it so that I can commemorate him? Or, I've just lost a child now, or I've just had a miscarriage. Can you please create this beautiful piece? Can you put this shell in there? Can you put their name in there as well so that we can commemorate them? And so it's so beautiful. You realize that you are fulfilled because you're doing what you're called to do. And more importantly, it's helping other people, just like this podcast. When I get on here and I hear from you and you send me DMs or messages and you're like, oh, Nat, you know, that just really helped me. It really encouraged me. That is what fulfillment is in your workplace. And I believe that you deserve to be fulfilled in what you do. You do not have to live and work a job that sucks your soul. and grinds you down day to day. With a reality and a practical component of that, though, I do believe that there are jobs that we need to do. I do believe that we need to be responsible and looking after our families, absolutely. And sometimes, yeah, we will have to go to jobs that we don't like in certain seasons as part of being an adult and being responsible. But we can also make that transition and make sure that art is there in our life. So when I was going to my job, my day job that I wasn't enjoying, I knew that I could come home and I knew that I could keep nurturing and developing my gift and creativity, and that was fulfilling me and filling my cup up. So when I went back to my work, I was okay because I knew that I was coming back to that. So you absolutely deserve to be fulfilled in your work. And number fifth thing I believe for you in 2023 is that there are people waiting for you to step out. Your family is waiting for you. Your spouse is waiting for you. Your parents, they're waiting for you to step out and to do what you're called to do, because ultimately you're going to be happier. You're going to be healthier. And when mum's happy, when the wife is happy, when the sister is happy, everybody is happy, okay? You could be the key breakthrough to your family. You could be the one who inspires your children, who inspires your husband, who inspires your family, that it is possible to go after your dream. So many people are just settling for status quo and just numbing ourselves day after day with the Netflix, with alcohol, with substances, because they're ultimately not fulfilled, because they're not doing what they're called to do. And I believe that you have the ability to do it. I also know I have the skills to help you, or if you don't want to be helped by me, there are plenty of courses and programs out there that can help you build your art business. But your going after that dream can have a huge impact on you and on your family and on your future generations, because you're going to be a huge inspiration to them. As well as that, there are customers, there are clients who are going to be impacted by your work. Sometimes we think a lot about, oh, I'm just painting a pretty picture. You know, how can this impact it? But you imagine if you're creating this beautiful picture, right? You create it and you have it in your studio for a certain part. Someone goes and buys it. It's there now in their home. Imagine they come home from a day job or they've had something really bad happen and they see your picture, which they brought because they absolutely loved it and had to have it. That split second that they see it, where it brings them joy, where they're like, oh man, I love that piece. That is enough of an impact to have on someone's life. And you as the artist have the power to do that. So here's what I believe for 2023. One, if you have the desire to be an artist, that desire is there for a reason. If it keeps coming back up, it's time for you this year to pursue it. Number two, there has never been a better time to be an artist. You can be a full-on independent artist, find your clients and build an art business. Number three, you need more income streams in your life, especially going into 2023, okay? Help yourself out, take the pressure off your family. Number four, you deserve to be fulfilled in your work. And number five, there are people waiting for you to step out and use your gift. So if you are ready to turn that art business dream of yours into a reality this year in 2023. If you need the help, if you need the support, the practical how-to, plus more importantly, a community of artists, woman artists who get it, come and join me in my free art business startup training series, okay? I'm going to give you the three things that you need. One, we're going to cover what you want for your art business, because I want you to design it around what you want. In the second training, we look at multiple ways you can make money in your art business, more income streams, more security. The more secure you are as a woman, the happier and healthier you will be. And number three is I will teach you my simple three-step, time-tested, uncomplicated sales system that you can use over and over again to get those art sales coming in. You'll find the link in the bio. You can go and register for that free training. Well, that is me for today, lovely. I really, really, pray a special blessing over you. I ask that 2023 is the year that you have the confidence to step out in your art business, to follow your dreams. And I hope that you find someone and a community to help you do that, because it is possible and there are plenty of people out there to support you. This is your year. If you ever loved this episode, take a screenshot of it, tag me in at Natalie Parker Studio. Let me know that 2023 is the year that you are going to pursue your art business dream, and I will see you inside the free training. Talk soon. Bye.